Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Thank you and welcome to the Continuing for the Faith broadcast. Be glad to have you here. Thank you for everyone that's listening. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your mercy, your grace. We thank you for the people that have came listening with heart. We thank you for blessing us, keeping us all week long. We thank you, Lord, for everything you've done. God, we pray that you would continue blessing us, keeping us, and we just love you, we praise you, we glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Talking about signs of the end, Matthew 24:24. We started the 24th verse of Matthew 24. It says, "For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, and so much if it was possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I told you before, wherefore if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. As in the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." So, letting you know that in the last times, latter days, the last times that false Christ and false apostles and teachers, prophets, those that come in the name of Jesus Christ working the work of Satan, pretending to be the work of Christ and showing great signs and wonders and different things and performing different things that you think of Christ, and it's not, because it says if it's possible, they shall deceive the very elect. So that's letting you know to be leery, to be on guard, knowing these things, you know. Even like if, you know, someone says, okay, David Blaine is a magician. He's coming to work some signs and wonders. Yeah, you know he's a magician. And if you heard he was invited to a church and you say, oh, he's going to, you see him performing certain acts and signs, and people have wondered how he did these things. And healing people and pulling a lot of rabbits out of hats and stuff. Anyway, just as Carl Pearson said, that's what they are doing. there was a video that I posted on the Ready Church, on Ready Church, some years ago, where it talked about how there were stage musicians coming to be put on in front of an audience who didn't know that they were coming for, you know, to basically to like a service, and that the person that's on stage is actually a stage magician, not a prophet, not a true prophet of God, not a true woman or man of God or true prophet or none of the ministries, none of the fivefold ministries, no, nothing, nothing like in Ephesians talked about some given, they were prophets, teachers, and apostles. And all that they were is work towards the edifying of the saints. So you can even go there. That's in Ephesians 4. Let's see. Just a moment, let's turn in. Okay, let's see. Okay, it says, starting at Ephesians 4, chapter in the 12th verse, it says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Let me see here. Go down to keep going. So, keep reading. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried away, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. So he's telling you to be not carried away with every wind of doctrine that people throw at you with their craftiness and their cunning craftiness, whereby they lie and wait to deceive. So there are people, just as in Matthew's 24 chapter, talking about false Christ and false apostles to arise, false Christ and false prophets shall arise in so much that were possible. They're going to show signs and wonders in so much they're going to be able to deceive the very elect if it were possible, basically. So Ephesians 4 says that we're not to be carried away, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the slate of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Because you sit back and let them keep, you go on forth with them, you keep listening to that, they will deceive you because if you're not on guard. Because that's why when a prophet, many of them false prophets, I would say in this case, I had a video where one false prophet was saying, okay, come. And he was saying he wanted people to come forth to bring a certain amount of money. And he wants you to move. Like if I say, okay, I need you, I'm at a building, in a building, and I tell you to bring me $1,000 and whatever, $1,052 or just write out a check, just some random number. And I tell you to do that. I'm going to tell you quickly, and then that's what he was saying. He's going to tell you to come, move. And he was saying, move. Don't think about it. basically. And because another lady, teacher, false teacher, was on saying that if you will stop, if you will start thinking, you will start doubting. So they have to tell you quickly to go in, you know, go inside your purse and bring them $1,000.52 or whatever. And because if you think about it and you start assessing, wait, that don't make sense. You start, that's the point, then you're doubting. You're not having faith in what they're saying. And they'll tell you to bring the $1,000 and whatever. Because you're going to get a house next week. You're going to be put into a $1 million house next week. See, you sow this and you're going to reap that. That's what they teach. You sow what I tell you and you're going to reap that. You can't come empty-handed. Because if you come empty-handed and you don't bring me anything and I'm teaching you, then you don't, you're not sowing. So don't expect to reap a harvest. Harvest a blessing. You don't expect to receive it. So there was a stage musician. He staged. They had him prepping behind, backstage, and they carried them through. They selected random people to participate in an experiment. And this experiment would be, just as I said, it was a stage magician. Come on stage at a service, and an audience that didn't know, you know, that the person was false. And they're going to start working, you know, magic and working in the spirit realm, and to try to get them to come and do whatever they say. It's a form of hypnosis, put them into a hypnotic state. And they was doing in comparison to what Benny Hinn, T.D. Papa, and so many of the other ones, Ted Shuttleworth, so many, Kenneth Copeland, Joel Steen, all of them are in the same boat type of thing. So they'll put you in the hypnotic state. The person that was going to be this magician on stage was some random person. They had people audition, would select a random person. And they were going to be trained by a magician of how to, you know, work on stage, just to say, like, if you or I or someone will be trained by someone like Benny Hinn, T.D. Jakes, or someone. And then once you complete your training, we're going to put you on stage in front of these, at a church service filled with thousands of people. And by that time, you will be able to work your magic or whatever you call it, false doctrine, false teachings, and present that, and then lie. Because you lie, as the scripture says, you lie and wait to deceive, because you will be lying and waiting to deceive. And then the lie part is that you, you know, you're being untruthful, and you're telling them that they're going to reap this if you sow this particular amount of money. And then once they give it to you, they've been deceived. So that's what that scripture says. They lie and wait to be deceived, you know. And wait to deceive. So they, after that, they already deceive you, and then, you know, lost out of money and thinking that you're going to get a big house, a $1 million house next week, because that's what they told you. So now the scripture right here in Matthew 24, it talks about, and especially if it's the audience of believers that are in that audience, or people that really believers, Christians, saints, people that follow the way of Christ diligently, they can present so well that personal stage represents so well in it, that the person is able to deceive very elect. Okay, so let me see here. We're going to go to, let me see. Okay, so above that, we'll go to Ephesians 4, because I told you there's offices, ministries. It says in Ephesians 4:11, it says, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. So there are people that are going to lead people to Christ and that are true. And in this particular scripture, Ephesians 4:11, where there's several offices, certain apostles, some prophets, he gave, it says, talking about God, the gift of Christ is given to the saints. It says, he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, to perfect, to bring into a full holiness to the church, to work for the ministry, for the edifying of the saints, to build them up. So this is the design of God and to his people, to help and to edify the saints that they're, you know, ministering to. So we all might not be an evangelist, all might not be apostle as far as a title, because you shouldn't be focused on that anyway. But those particular gifts and those offices and those things that God has placed upon you to be, to edify, to build the saints, they should all be in accordance with his word. It shouldn't be to deceive. You shouldn't be a false evangelist, false prophet, false teacher. The Matthew 24 stating that it's going to deceive the church in the last days. So let's go back there, but I just kind of referenced that to let you know. And also this one says, even in that, it says this to, it says, be no more children tossed to and fro again and carried away with every wind of doctrine by the slave of men, cunning crafts in this world, body, lying weight to deceive the truth in love, may grow up into him all things which is the head, even Christ. From whom the whole body fitly joined together. So you need your head, you need your heart, you need your legs, you need your arms, all of it to work together. It's just joined together and compacted. That which every joint supplies according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. So back to Matthew's 24, and we'll go down from where we've read, and that's over for something. go to Matthew 24, but we'll go down to the 27th verse. It says, "For the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." So it's spontaneous, as random, as out of ordinary as that is. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be. So you know how you can't always determine what it's going to feel like tomorrow or today based upon what it was the day before. Okay, you say, okay, it's 80 degrees out here, or it's 90 degrees. It might be even 100 degrees. It's nice weather. It's warm weather, hot weather. And so tomorrow, I know I don't have to take out my rain jacket, my overcoat, or anything, because I know that it's not going to be cold. No, in reality, you can't do that, because or it's not going to be factual. It's not going to be true. It's not going to be valid. It's not going to be absolute that tomorrow is not going to be cold. We all see that, today. Like, I know it was pretty warm last week, and then last night, it was blowing, the wind was blowing so strong, you know, and make sure everything was on good. I mean, the wind was blowing so strong, it could have blown my glasses off. It was really strong out there. So it's just, you don't know. And that's how the coming of the Son of Man shall be. You know, the meteorologists think that they can predict everything. But when God is in control, they can't. There's no way it will baffle scientists. They can't depend on the Big Bang theory to say how we come into existence, because it doesn't align with the scripture. We're not going to take that face value, what they say, how the earth began with the Big Bang theory and things like that. Science, in that manner. So the scripture, go down to Matthew 24 and 28. It says, "For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered." You know, so if there's a dead bird or dead something, you know, the eagles are going to come, the birds are going to come, they're going to come to that place, you know. That's the way it is. It says, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven. Stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the Son of Earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Verse 31, and he shall send his angel with a great sound of a trumpet, and there shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When its branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that the summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So the word of God is only sure foundation. Those that will abide in his word and keep his word is the only thing that you can depend on, but it still lines up with the foundation. It doesn't shake. His word is the only thing that's going to stand. It's the only going to remain. So stand and remain with what is true, and what is false is going to be carried away anyway, because if you want to be deceived by the enemy, we're telling you, it says don't be deceived. It says the heavens and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. So the ones that are speaking the word of God, the ones that are remaining true, that's who you want to stick with, as long as it lines up with the word of God. So the false prophets and the false Christ that are saying that they are him, saying to look here, and he's not there, he's coming up with all these schemes and scams to get your money and to give you, and not thinking about your soul, that's what you want to avoid. That's what the scripture is outlining and laying out in plain view, plain text, letting you know that's what you should do. And it's the word of God is right here, and this is the word of Christ and read.
Praise the Lord. Word is always good. Do it for one's age, right? as the old people would say, only God's word is going to stand. Everything else is going down but his word. We thank him for sharing that with us this morning. You know, it says many going to be deceived. Then there's going to be a few. Many. No. He already explained it to you. We'll come back with it later. We thank God for you, you, and you. We pray that this word will prick your heart as you allow the Lord to deal with you in this last hour. So many things happening around about us. He's trying to get your attention. All we can get your attention is through the word of God. Look, everything is going down. Everything is going down but God's word. You look around you. Things are not the same. The love of men are waxing cold. So many things have changed. But we thank God. He already ministered the word, and I'll be back. Lord's willing, we just thank God. Eat and be full of the word of God. We're here to Ready Church. Just want to make a difference in your life. I said, Jesus is soon to come. It's coming back for what? A ready church. So be ready. God bless you. He's going to pray.
Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this message. We thank you, Lord, for your word that's made to come alive in our lives. God, we thank you, Lord, for everyone that's listening. God, we thank you, Lord, for let us be salt and light in the earth, God. We pray for those that are ministering and those that are witnessing on the streets, God. We pray that you give them the courage and give them the words and the wisdom to speak, God, that someone's life will be changed in the name of Jesus, God. We pray against anybody that tries to stand against those that are called and those that are speaking and proclaiming the word of God. In these last evil days, God, we pray that you would give the saints of God spirit of boldness, God, that they will speak in the places that you have designated for them to go, God, that someone would see something different in their lives, God. We pray that you would just draw everyone that's listening closer to you, God. We thank you for your word is quick, is sharp, is powerful than any two-edged sword. We thank you, Lord, for it, God. We thank you, We appreciate you. We glorify you. We lift you up, God. There's no one like you before you. There's no one like you anywhere, God. We just love you. We glorify you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Double speed.
God is exalted.
Holy Spirit
is present.
Jesus Christ, be our Lord.
Jesus Christ, be our Lord. Not again. Not again. Devil defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yeah.
Satan is out to destroy. Your soul as he's trying hard to deceive. But if you trust him, the word of God only. Told his folks that you must take his yoke and learn what the devil said. Hey, when I learned another day, what could it hurt? Don't you feel?